Have you ever felt like you're on this treadmill, just working harder and harder and harder, but your money just doesn't go as far as it used to? That's
Yeah.
inflation, isn't it? And that's what we're dealing with right now.
It's the reality we live in.
But what if I told you that there was a time in America when prices actually went down over time?
Really?
Yeah, it sounds unbelievable, but it was normal.
Wow.
Yeah, for a lot of the 19th century, thanks to this thing called the gold standard. So today we're doing a deep dive into the gold standard.
Okay.
We're going to look at its history, we're going to look at how it worked, and then we're going to look at why it was abandoned. And
Interesting.
maybe we'll get some insight into today's economic challenges right here in our own community.
Yeah, the gold standard, it really changes the way you think about money. You
Yeah.
know, instead of just paper, it's tied to something real, something scarce, gold.
Yeah.
And that has huge implications.
Okay, so let's break it down.
Go ahead.
The U.S. actually had a couple of different versions of a gold standard over the years.
Right.
But let's start with the OG, the original, the gold coin standard.
Okay, so the gold coin standard, this was like the foundation of the system for most of the 19th century.
Okay.
Dollars were directly exchangeable for actual gold coins.
Wow.
So picture this. You walk into a bank with your paper money
Uh-huh.
and you trade it for solid gold.
It's hard to even imagine that.
I know, right?
In our world of, Apple Pay and Venmo and all
That's
this.
a totally different world.
But what's even more mind-boggling is the effect it had on prices.
Yeah.
They were incredibly stable,
Right.
sometimes even falling year after year.
It's
I
amazing.
know Congressman Ron Paul, he's a big fan of the gold standard.
Yeah.
He points out that in the 67 years before it was abolished, the consumer price index, it only raised 10%.
Okay.
But in the 67 years after it was abolished,
Yeah.
625%.
Wow, those numbers are crazy.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah, and it all comes down to gold. Gold is scarce.
Okay.
Governments, they couldn't just print more of it whenever they wanted.
So it's like a natural limit on their spending and
Exactly.
how much they could inflate the currency.
Yeah. And that's something that's really relevant even today
Yeah.
as we're seeing the fallout from all this money creation.
It's like those stories you hear about people finding ancient gold coins,
Oh, yeah.
like the Byzantine bezant.
Rough.
These coins, they were trusted and they were traded for centuries
Right.
because their value, it didn't depend on some government's
It
promise.
was
It
real.
was real, it was tangible, it was lasting.
It's fascinating, right?
Yeah.
Their value, it went beyond empires
Yeah.
because it was rooted in the metal itself.
So stable prices, real money.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty good.
It does.
But I'm guessing there were downsides.
Well, I
Or
mean,
we wouldn't have gotten rid of it.
there's always trade-offs, right?
Yeah.
One of the criticisms of the gold coin standard was that it wasn't very flexible, and that could actually hold back economic growth sometimes.
So you're saying there's this tension
Yeah.
between stability and flexibility
Exactly.
when it comes to managing a country's money.
You got it.
And that tension kind of comes to a head
Yeah.
in the early 20th century,
Okay.
because in 1913, the Federal Reserve is
Yeah.
created,
Right.
and that's when things start to change.
Yeah, the story of the gold standard takes a real turn there.
Okay, so the Fed, that's the organization that manages our money today.
Right.
So how did the creation of the Fed affect the gold standard?
Well, the Fed, it had this power to create money out of thin air,
Okay.
which you couldn't do under the strict gold coin standard.
Mm.
And then you add in the pressure on the government to pay for things like World War I,
Right.
and it starts to create inflation, even though we're technically still on a gold standard.
So you've got the gold standard, which is all about stability,
Right.
and then you've got the Fed,
Yeah.
which can be more flexible with the money supply,
Exactly.
and then a war on top of that just kind of puts more pressure on everything.
Yeah, you've got all these forces colliding.
So this tension leads to some big changes.
It does.
In 1934, we go from a gold coin standard to a gold bullion standard.
Right.
And this is where things get really interesting.
Yeah, especially for folks here in Southeast Texas.
Okay, so for our listeners in Deer Park, La Porte, Pasadena,
Yeah.
what did this shift to a gold bullion standard actually mean?
Well, under the gold bullion standard, the government, they did something pretty drastic.
Okay.
They outlawed private ownership of gold during the Great Depression.
Wow.
Yeah. And Dr. Rothbard, who was a big advocate for the gold standard,
Uh-huh.
he argued that, you know, if people had been using gold more in their daily lives,
Yeah.
this might not have happened.
So if gold had been like an everyday thing.
Yeah, like a normal part of life.
Yeah.
People might have pushed back harder when the government tried to take it away.
It makes you think, if something like that happened today,
Right.
how would we react?
That's a good question.
How much control do we really have over our own finances?
It's worth thinking about.
So after World War II, there's another shift. The U.S. dollar becomes the world's reserve currency, backed by our gold reserves.
This is the gold exchange standard.
It sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah, it does.
You've got the dollar backed by gold, and America had a lot of gold back then. But I'm guessing there's a catch.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounded good in theory,
Well, yeah.
but it's still dependent on governments being responsible.
And they're not known for that, are they?
History tells a different story.
Okay, so even with this gold-backed system,
Yeah.
things could still go wrong
Absolutely.
if governments didn't show some restraint.
Right.
So what happened next?
Well,
Did the gold exchange standard fall apart too?
it did. And the Bretton Woods Agreement of 1944, which was supposed to bring stability, it actually played a part in its downfall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it seemed to work for a while. But economist Henry Hazlitt, he argued that it just made inflation easier and more acceptable.
Respectable inflation.
Yeah.
That's kind of a cynical way to put it.
Maybe. But it shows how policies that sound good
Yeah.
can have unintended consequences.
Especially when you're talking about something as complicated as the global monetary system.
Exactly. And all those consequences, they eventually led to the end of the gold exchange standard.
So in 1971, President Nixon makes a big move.
Yeah.
He completely cuts the dollar's ties to gold.
That's a huge moment.
Yeah, that's when we enter the era of managed fiat currency.
Right.
And we find ourselves in a world where governments can basically print money whenever they want.
That's where we are today.
So that brings us to where we are now,
Yeah.
in a world where inflation is a constant worry.
It's a real concern.
What does that mean for us here in Southeast Houston?
Right.
What are the long-term effects of this change?
These are important questions.
We'll dive into those questions after a quick message from our sponsor. But first, I want to remind our listeners that Think and Act Locally is dedicated to empowering residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, Texas. We want to give you the information you need to make a difference right here in our community. If you're enjoying the show, please consider supporting us at thinkanddactlocally.com/donate. You can find the link in our show notes. We'll be right back.
Sounds good. Welcome back to the deep dive.
All right, so we were talking about that big decision in 1971
Yes.
to take the dollar off the gold standard.
Right, to sever those ties completely.
And that kind of ushered in this whole new era
It did.
of managed fiat currency.
And that's brought us to where we are today.
Yeah, so now we live in this world where governments can essentially print money
They can,
whenever they want.
whenever they feel like it, yeah.
But what does that really mean for us, you know,
Right.
here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena?
Well, it has a direct impact on everyone listening, you know, working hard to make ends meet, trying to build a life for themselves and their families.
Yeah.
And when the value of their savings is constantly being chipped away by inflation,
Yeah.
that makes it so much harder.
It's like you're running up a down escalator.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're putting in all this effort, but you're
Yeah.
not really getting anywhere.
And one of the big concerns with this system,
Yeah.
where the government has this unlimited control over the money supply,
Right.
is that people might start losing trust in the currency.
Absolutely. If you know the government can just create more money
Yeah.
whenever they want, it makes you wonder what your money's actually worth.
Right. Is it even worth anything?
Exactly. And it really brings up this question of real money
Okay.
versus fiat currency.
Remind us what that difference is again.
So fiat currency is basically money that's declared as legal tender by a government,
Okay.
but it's not backed by anything physical like gold. It's just valuable because the government says it
So
is.
like the US dollar today.
Exact. That's a perfect example of fiat currency. And historically, fiat currencies,
Yeah.
they're more prone to inflation.
Because there's no limit.
Right. They can just print more.
Okay, so real money, on the other hand,
Yeah.
would be something like gold.
Right. Something with inherent value
Yeah.
that doesn't rely on a government's promise.
So like that Swiss worker we talked about?
Yeah, the one who bought his wife a gold coin every month.
Yeah, he understood the gold, it would always have value no
Right.
matter what any government did.
He was hedging against uncertainty, investing in something tangible and enduring.
And that's still relevant today, isn't it?
It is, especially in uncertain times.
Yeah.
People look for safe havens,
Yeah.
things that will hold their value even when regular currencies go crazy.
So gold would be one example. What are some others?
Real estate is often seen as a safe haven,
Okay.
and certain commodities like silver,
Does make sense.
they have real uses.
Yeah.
They're not just pieces of paper.
So they have intrinsic value
Exactly. They offer a sense of stability that fiat currencies just can't match.
So even if we don't go back to a gold standard,
Right.
understanding this difference between real money and fiat currency.
It can really help you make better financial decisions.
And that's really important for our listeners here in Southeast Texas. You
Absolutely.
know, knowing how to protect your hard-earned money,
Right.
especially with inflation being such a problem.
That's a real concern.
But this whole discussion about the gold standard
Yeah.
raises this really interesting question.
Okay.
If it was abandoned because governments couldn't resist inflating the money supply, is there any system out there
Right.
that can actually limit their power?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
It's something people have been debating for centuries.
Is it even possible?
Can you design a system
Yeah.
that keeps those in power accountable
Yeah.
and stops them from abusing their control over money?
It seems like a huge challenge.
It is a big one.
Are there any ideas out there that might work?
Well, there are lots of different schools of thought.
No.
Some people think we need stricter rules and regulations.
Yep.
Others believe in decentralizing power completely.
Decentralizing power.
Yeah.
What would that look like?
Well, one example that's been getting a lot of attention lately is cryptocurrency.
Like Bitcoin.
Yeah, Bitcoin's a big one.
It's been in the news a lot,
It has.
but it still feels really complicated to a lot of people.
It can
A
be,
little intimidating.
for sure.
So what's the basic idea?
Well, the idea is to create a digital currency that's not controlled by any one entity.
So not a government or a central bank?
Exactly. It's decentralized from the start.
Okay, and how does that actually work?
So transactions are recorded on this public ledger
Okay.
called a blockchain.
A blockchain.
Yeah, and this blockchain is maintained by a huge network of computers
Okay.
all over the world.
So it's really hard for anyone to manipulate.
Yeah, it's designed to be tamper-proof.
So it's kind of like digital gold.
In a way,
Yeah.
it's right. There's a limited supply.
And it's decentralized.
Not controlled by any one government.
You got it.
Now, whether cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin will actually succeed in the long run,
Yeah.
that's still up for debate.
It's going to be interesting to watch.
For sure. It's a fascinating experiment.
It is
A
a.
new kind of monetary system
Yeah.
that's more transparent, more accountable, and harder to manipulate.
It's a really compelling idea,
It is.
especially as we're dealing with the challenges of our current fiat currency system.
Exactly. It
Yeah.
makes you think about the possibilities.
We'll definitely have to do a deep dive on cryptocurrency sometime.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
But for now,
Yeah.
let's get back to our discussion of the gold standard
Okay.
and explore what it all means for you here in Southeast Houston.
Welcome back to the deep dive.
Yeah.
You know, we've really covered a lot of ground today,
Be
from
fair.
the gold coin standard to all the complexities of fiat currency
Yeah.
and even things like Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey
It has.
through the history of money.
Right, and how we try to manage it.
But let's bring it all back home.
Okay.
What does all this mean for our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena?
Right here in Southeast Texas.
What can we learn from the past
Yeah.
that can help us navigate the financial realities of today?
Well, I think one of the biggest takeaways is that the value of our money, it's not fixed.
Yeah.
It's always changing, you know, affected by things we can control and things we can't.
Yeah, like what kinds of things?
Government policies for one,
Okay.
global events,
Right.
even new technologies like cryptocurrency.
So recognizing that money is dynamic,
Yeah, that it's not static.
that's really important
It is.
for making good financial decisions.
Absolutely.
We can't just assume that our savings are going to hold their value.
Right, things are always in flux.
So what can our listeners do
Yeah.
to protect themselves in this world where inflation is always a concern?
Well, one of the most practical things you can do is to focus on financial literacy. The more you understand about money,
Yeah.
the better decisions you'll make.
Right. You'll be more in control.
Exactly. And there's so many resources out there.
Yeah, there really are.
Right here in our community and online.
Books, podcasts, workshops, courses, you name it.
It's all there waiting for you.
And it doesn't have to be overwhelming.
No, just start with something that interests you.
Okay.
Maybe it's investing or budgeting,
Right.
or even looking into alternative assets like
Well,
gold.
yeah, just break it down into smaller steps.
Exactly. Take it one step at a time.
And another important thing is to think about how to increase your income.
That's a good point.
Whether it's negotiating a raise
Yeah.
or finding a side hustle or maybe even investing in your skills and education.
Right, because inflation erodes your purchasing power.
Exactly.
So increasing your income can help you stay ahead.
And let's not forget about the power of community. You know,
Absolutely.
sharing knowledge,
Yeah.
resources, support.
Right, we can all help each other.
Exactly. And that's one of the things I really love about what you're doing with Think and Act Locally.
Oh, thanks.
You're creating a platform for people here in Southeast Houston to connect, to learn to support each other.
It's all about building a stronger community.
That's what we're all about.
Yeah, empowering people with knowledge.
Giving them the tools to build a better future.
That's the goal.
So we hope this deep dive into the gold standard has given you some food for thought.
Yeah, some things to ponder.
Maybe even inspired you to take control of your financial future.
Absolutely.
Remember the journey to financial well-being. It's ongoing.
It's a process.
It takes effort.
And a willingness to learn and adapt.
So keep exploring these ideas.
Yeah, do your research.
Find what works best for you.
And keep learning.
And keep thinking and acting locally.